A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, my name is Craig Lambert, but you already knew that. I'm the guy who brought back check shirts and flat caps. In 2012, I brought back the elbow pad. Is any of that true, I hear you ask? Well, I'm not legally allowed to say, but I do love a good bit of flannel. What is true is I wear a lot of check shirts and I've got some pretty interesting friends. Welcome to That Was Interesting. Hello and welcome to episode 5 of That Was Interesting, me, Craig Lambert. Hand clap.
I always have a drink in my hand when it gets to that bit.
Always got a drink in your hand.
What drink have you got in your hand this week?
Tea.
So this week, as usual, we've got two idiot friends in the room. Matt's back. Say hello, Matt.
Hello.
How are you doing, mate?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Very good. Yeah, really good.
Thanks for having me back.
Of course.
For letting me in the door this
letting
time.
You back. Yeah. Last week we just left you outside and you had to ring us.
Well, I've also brought an invoice for the phone bill.
Oh,
so you can pay me back, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll sort that out later. I'll get it out of the petty cash box. It's fine. And Stu, you're back again. 3 weeks in a row.
Yep. Nothing better to do.
Yeah. Thanks, man. You know.
I'm always free.
Yeah. Good. And we got a special guest. It's my wife. Say hello, Tiffany.
Hello. And so, yeah, I'm going to be known as the wife, am I? Or am I going to be referred
my wife.
To my
no,
name?
No, we can call you Tiffany.
Okay, thank you.
Or do you prefer Tiff?
That's very generous. Tiff, yeah, Tiff would be good.
Yeah, Tiff.
More natural.
Yeah. Before I go any further, I just want to make a correction about last week. Last week, I forgot what episode we were on. So I asked Phil. He also forgot what episode we were on. So now we are officially on episode 5. Last week was just episode 4. So, sorry. It's Phil's fault. As always, at the beginning of the episodes, we play a game. As I've got my dear wife with us today, we're going to play Mr. and Mrs.
Mr. or Mrs.
Mr. Mm-hmm. or Mrs. Yeah.
So, do you want to explain the concept of the game then, Stuart?
The concept of the game is that we will ask questions about you.
Oh.
And you.
And you.
Tiff.
So both, well, only one of you, hopefully both of you, will know the answer. And this will be a test of your true eternal love for each other.
It's a little worrying.
Oh, shit. What have I got myself into here?
Well, we'll start with a relatively simple one.
Okay.
So this one's going to be about Craig. So who is Craig Lambard's favourite actor or actress?
Okay, so do we answer at the same time?
Well, do you want like a moment to think?
I know, I've got my answer.
Do you know, Craig? Yeah. That's the most important bit, do you know? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do a 3, 2, 1. So 3, two, 1.
Tom Hardy.
Ooh.
Very good.
That's one wrong.
Why?
That's one wrong. That was a shit answer.
The correct answer is Bruce Willis is your favourite actor.
Craig just waited a split second before Tiff answered it.
Well, I do feel that as I said Tom Hardy, she was going Om Hardy. I said Tom Hardy, she said Om Hardy.
That's just because your voice is louder and overtook mine.
Shut up then.
Question number two.
We're going to do a role reversal here and ask the same question back.
Okay.
Craig, it's on you now. So who is Tiff's favourite actor?
Counting down again.
3, 2, 1.
Tom Hardy.
Yes. Yes. I was so worried about that.
Yeah, that was a good one. I almost said as well before you asked that question. Oh, it's funny because it's easy one because it's my favourite actor too, but glad I didn't. I'd have ruined it.
Oh, that worked out really well.
One answer, yeah.
Is it both your favourite actors for the same reason?
Bronson,
I think,
right?
Similar. Well, not necessarily just because of that one film. I really like him because
he's
changes so much with every role that he does. And
have you been listening to That Was Interesting episode one?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
We didn't say that.
I very much agreed. Very much agreed, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think Bronson, when I saw him in Bronson, that was like, that was the one. That movie, just, I was like, this guy's insane. And like, it's what Tiff said as well, like, it changes in every role. He just plays the role. And it's
okay, so enough of that boring crap. Question number three. This one's for Tiff. Mm-hmm. What day is Craig's bath night?
Okay, are we doing 3, 2, 1, or am I just answering?
This will be really exciting if you both get the same day. I'm really excited for this one. Both answer, you both, because yeah. Craig should know this as well. Released, he should, know. Should at least okay. have a bath anyway. So 3, 2, 1.
Next Never. Year.
Both begin with an N and an E. So
yeah, I almost said never, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna give you half a point for that one. So you've got 2.5 okay. points out of a possible 6 now.
Just to clarify, he does have showers. Just
oh, that's based on a technicality, yeah.
Yeah.
Just get to the cat
that's
to lick
what
him.
I should have said, I know that I only have showers. I should have known the answer to that question.
But you don't have a specific day, so...
No, I just shower whenever I get told I need to.
Yeah. When he starts down. A bit whiffy, I just let him know. You need
and
a shower
she,
now.
But she doesn't need to, she doesn't say it though. She just looks at me and just rolls her eyes a little bit.
She brings the peg out.
Yeah, but then you have to go through like, what is it? Is it because I've done this? Oh, it's because I need a shower, right? Yeah.
Okay, so next question. This is about Craig again. I think Craig knows the answer to this one. I hope he's discussed it with you.
Okay.
Because otherwise you've got a lot of explaining to do. What was Craig's favourite childhood toy?
Kind of need some thinking time.
Somebody hasn't been listening to the podcast.
Oh God. Which one did you say that in?
All of them so far.
Okay. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Dog biscuits.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, jeez.
Doing really well so far.
Yeah.
Doing really well.
I'm impressed.
I'm depressed.
I'm impressed.
There's nothing being won here, is there?
Each other's respect, I think.
Yeah.
I think you just win.
Trip to Leytonstone.
Yeah.
A continued marriage.
Yeah.
No divorce.
Non-divorce day. So the next question we're going to go for is this one is for Craig.
Okay.
About Tiff.
Okay.
What is Tiff's last name?
So are we talking
so
about...
So we're going to have to 3, 2, 1 again. Are you okay. ready?
3, 2, 1.
Squiff.
Lane.
What?
Definitely not that.
It was Squiff.
Squiff. That's what I saw.
I know. That's
I saw it on
the
marriage certificate.
Yeah. Fun fact, if you go into my phone book and look for Matt in my phone book, it was in when it's where it says company, it says divorce lawyer. What?
I don't know why I put divorce lawyer in there. Maybe it's the first name popped into my head. It's a good job I'm not actually one.
Yeah.
Next one's quite a good one, actually.
Who is Craig's man crush?
Ooh, can it be alive or dead?
Ooh,
it could
be dead. You're putting it away now.
Could be both.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Heath Ledger.
Ooh. This is good.
He likes his smile. Well, he likes his smile.
Don't mention that. Okay?
Favorite on the screen?
The thing he's done on screen.
Back.
10 Things I Hate About
Broke
You.
Broke Back, for sure.
Yeah, I fell in love with him in 10 Things I Hate About You.
And Broke Back was the third date.
Never seen it, because I don't want to make it
really?
That man crush too much a reality.
Who else he got in it as well? Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Jakey
Gyllenhaal.
He's always quite top on man crush lists, isn't he?
Is he?
Not on mine.
Not on mine, actually, no. No. So I reckon we'll do the same, but this time should we do Femme Crush.
Mm. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, God.
So who is Tiff's femme fatale?
Can we have a little bit of thinking time?
Nope.
Okay.
You have a bit of thinking time.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Are you?
Yeah.
Craig, are you ready?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
All right. Then I think we should. 3, 2, 1.
Scarlett Johansson.
Was a good choice. It was a close.
You got there close, yeah. I'm not sure what name you were going for there.
I just lost all
capability of speaking. I just couldn't think of anything. You've never told me that before. You should tell me more things like
Femme
that.
Femme crushes don't really come up that much, do they? Maybe it's because I'm not a female.
I think it's because they're not as funny. It's kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah, probably not. Not as funny. Yeah.
Who would yours be?
What?
Your femme crush.
My wife.
Aww.
Oh. No wonder you just went,
he just knows there's knives nearby.
Yeah. Who's yours?
My man crush or my femme?
Both.
My man...
I like the way you know the man one first.
But this is the thing. It's one I think I talk about more because, you know.
It's not
one,
as pervy.
Well, I think it's probably more narrowed down as well.
Yeah, there's less of a
competition.
Yeah, just evolutionary. You're going to be a bit more picky.
Okay.
I'm like Michael Fassbender.
Oh, yeah. Decent. Yeah, I get that.
Decent lad, that.
Yeah. Cracking ass.
Yeah.
Dramatic pause.
Matt, don't say Bruce Willis.
Of course it's Bruce Willis or Bradley Pitt.
Bradley Pitt, no. I think mine would probably be, what was the last film I saw? Let's just pick the dude out of that.
Let's hope it's a good one.
God, this is tough. I mean, it changes though, doesn't it? No. Oh, you know what? I'm going to have a little think and I'm going to come back to that at the end of the episode.
I can see this now. Halfway through the episode, you'll just scream a man's name.
Bruce Willis!
Yeah. All right, then, did we enjoy that game?
Yes.
Yes.
You did quite well.
Yeah, I was impressed.
I'd say quite, you did very well.
I was rooting for you to fail miserably.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
I was really worried. Tiff came up with the idea just earlier on when we were talking about it, and I was like, yeah, okay. In my head, I'm like, no.
It was
no,
a test.
Not playing that game.
Passed.
Well, we've had almost 11 years of practice.
Yeah, we played that
game. And you still didn't get 6 out of 6.
Yeah. Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Good
game.
GG. So today, me and Tiffany went for a walk, and we had a long, long walk around London, and it was really nice. So today, I thought the podcast could be about London and interesting things about London.
Name me one.
The Houses of Parliament, officially known as the Palace of Westminster, and it's the largest palace in the country.
Really?
Yeah. See, I got one.
Even bigger than the Crystal Palace.
Crystal
Palace.
Yeah.
I did ask for an interesting one though.
Yeah. That is interesting.
So what's the next one that you're going to say facts and we're going to say tell you whether they're interesting or not.
Yeah.
All right. And you just keep going until
until there's one that's interesting. Could take a while.
All right. Well, getting slated by right. My wife as well.
Next speaker.
Well, it is illegal to die in the Palace of Westminster.
I read that today as well, yeah.
Yeah.
How can it be illegal to die somewhere?
Based on old bloody laws, isn't it?
Yeah.
Old stupid laws.
But somebody must have died in there, and they were like, oh, it's not on.
Let's make this illegal. We don't want the people dying in there anymore.
Well,
what did they do to the person who had died as punishment?
Killed them, yeah. Resurrect them.
They buried him.
Just leave him there.
Probably, yeah.
I read, I think it was the Tower of London... No, there's a train station. Damn it. I'll find it again.
Tower of London is a very interesting place. When we went there, well, not me and Craig, someone else.
What? And sorry?
Anyway.
Who is he?
Tom Hardy.
A female someone. Not, you know, don't need to worry. But we
Scarlett
went there.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah,
no one famous. And it turns out that it was open again in the war for soldiers and also to kill spies, but was still remained open for visitors. So they would open up in the morning and kill spies early morning and get them out of the way for when the visitors arrived.
I find that so funny. Just the fact that you walk in, you're like, oh, this is so interesting. Some guy's just hosing down some blood in the corner.
Yeah, no, just had a party, so love to see it. Apparently the last prisoner in the Tower of London was the same last prisoner of a prison in Germany. I'll find out the name. But I just thought it was quite interesting that they were both the last of those two prisons.
Really? Same guy?
Same guy.
That is quite interesting.
Was he was like transferred or he did must a different crime? And
must have got a transfer, yeah. Applied to be an exchange student and just got fucked over.
And obviously the Tower of London is like famous for being, you know, where people were tortured and hung and everything. And I find it interesting that when it was, when capital punishment was abolished, rather than just going, oh, well, the, you know, people that are going to be hung, we'll just leave them. We know the law's going to be coming in. We won't bother. No, they rushed to get people through. So instead of there being one person as the last person to be hung in this country, they did two at once. So there wouldn't be one person that had the claim to fame, as it were.
That's pretty interesting. That is interesting, yeah.
And it worked because...
Now there's not a last person.
Nope.
Yeah. There's persons.
Do you know who it was?
Yeah.
I can't remember the names. It was a man and a woman, I believe.
And Mrs.
Is that Craig Lombard? Yeah. did they do it a man and a woman so it wasn't sexist as well?
Perhaps, yeah. I think they were in different prisons though. Well, obviously they were because it was a man and a woman, so.
I've got another fact about the Houses of Parliament. The Houses of Parliament has 1,000 rooms, 100 staircases, 11 courtyards, 8 bars and 6 restaurants. None of them are open to the public, but what I found more interesting was the Palace of Westminster was sited by the river so it could not be totally surrounded by a mob. Almost like they knew people would be angry.
They've planned for
it.
Yeah.
How very suspicious.
Yeah, so like... If you ask me, though, surely it could still be surrounded because the only way in and out of it is through the bit that's on land.
People in charge aren't smart, though, are they?
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Yeah.
Plus, you got boats and things as well.
Yeah. Well, actually, another one on Westminster is Big Ben. Did you know that it was Big Ben, the actual tower, clock tower, isn't called Big Ben.
Elizabeth Tower.
It's the bell.
Yeah.
Inside, that's Big Ben. Do you know which key the bell is in?
Oh, I do. B. Yeah.
It's in E, I believe.
It's in B-flat.
It's in E.
B-sharp. Right,
yeah, it's in E.
There you go.
It's in C, isn't it?
Yeah. But B-flat is still because invented by a trumpeter.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Invented by a bell maker.
Okay, I know who the last people to be hung were or executed in Britain. So it was Peter Anthony Allen in Liverpool and Gwen Owen Evans at Manchester Prison. And yeah, both killed on the 13th of August 1964.
So they were in two prisons, one in Manchester, one in Liverpool, and they brought them down to the Tower of London to hang them.
No, not in the Tower of London, just at their own.
Oh, so it's just out of Britain.
Different places in the country.
Different places, but they were hung at the exact same time.
Yeah.
I found a fact today.
Yeah,
that it's to do with the House of Commons, but not directly. It's about the outside of the House of Commons.
Oh.
The world's first traffic light was erected outside of the House of Commons in 1868. The world's first traffic light.
1868.
And then in 1869, it blew up, injuring the policeman who was operating it.
No way.
So they were manned.
That's amazing.
It had to have a man like switching the colours.
I like to think so, yeah.
That's quite funny.
Winding it up.
Yeah. Does it say much about how they actually worked? Was it like a flame inside then?
No, but I can just make it up.
Okay, yeah.
So it's just basically a box where the policeman has to be a policeman.
Yeah.
Standing next to it, and he basically has three cards. One that says go, one that says don't go, another one that says go or don't go. So then
and
you just
put them in the
you
box.
Just decide it. Yeah, you decide.
That's kind of what I imagined. Yeah.
And what actually blew up?
Well, it says blew up, but I think the car just hit him in the face.
Speaking of what blew up,
yeah.
Do you? I know this when I was a child. Like, did you ever see on TV like spontaneous combustion? Like a lot of people just used to blow up.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Like catch fire, unexplained deaths.
What?
Didn't you never saw this? It was a big thing when I was a kid. Like, it was always on TV. No?
What, a program about people blowing
no,
up?
No, but it would be on news. You know, yeah, stuff like that.
I don't remember it being
on
the
news.
But it was on
a
like Strange
Japan
But True and stuff.
Blown up.
Yeah, but there would be like fires and it would just be the remains of the person and they couldn't figure out how.
Could that be from those glass buildings that, what's his face? You'll know.
Tom Hardy.
That he made, that made loads of things go on fire.
That's, yeah, that's...
Could it be that?
Yeah, it could be. There's a guy.
The dude who melted that guy's car.
What?
You hear, there's a building in, I think it was in Britain, and it had like a reflective top of the building.
That's exactly
and then
right.
The sun, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is
the sun beam reflected off and then melted this guy's Maserati or something.
It was that was possibly 20 Fenchurch Street.
Okay.
Say that again and pronounce it correctly. 20 Fenchurch Street. It was an architect called Raphael Vinoli. There we go. Raphael Vinoli, right? And
Raphael, I think.
Raphael Vinoli, right? But yeah, he made a building. He designed a building, 20 Fenchurch Street, and it was previously known as the Walkie Talkie.
Oh,
do you
nice.
Know the one? It's the one that's got the Sky Garden on it, actually, which is quite good. There's a link there now. If you were listening to Acast, I said that like I really didn't care. Didn't I? There's a link now. If you listen to Acast,
yeah. Oh, I fucking care.
You'll see it. Okay. But yeah, it's the second time this has happened to one of these buildings. So there's the one in Fenchurch Street, which went up in 2010. And then there's another one, the Vadera in Las Vegas. Did you see the Vadera when you were in Las Vegas?
Probably.
It's this
did
one
did you
here.
Care, Steve?
Let's have a quick look. Oh, yeah. No.
No? Okay. But this building...
Where is it?
This is it. Las Vegas. Strip. It says Las Vegas. It's a hotel and spa. Spa? Spa?
Spa? Spa?
It's hotel and spa.
Spa.
Can you tell I'm reading off a screen at the moment? Spa. I don't have an address. If I told you the address, would you know where it was?
No.
No.
It's located within city centre complex across from... So this time, it was actually known, the locals called it the Death Ray.
Oh, wow. That's what I want to be called.
Can you see it?
I don't think you could see it. It's basically works the same way as, you know, when you get a magnifying glass with the sun and you, like, it...
It's the kid from Toy Story?
Yeah, you kill ants and shit. Not that I ever did that. I wasn't allowed magnifying glasses.
You just burnt your dog biscuits instead.
Yeah, I just had dog biscuits. But yeah, there was parts of the pool deck that got ridiculously hot that people would stand on it and just burn their feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And yeah, they called it the Death Ray.
That's cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I like that one.
But it's the second time it's happened.
Still not learned, have they?
Yeah, so he did it in Nevada, built this lovely building, curved building.
Same architect.
This is quite good. Yeah, yeah, isn't it? It's that guy I was talking to at the beginning.
Sorry, I wasn't listening at the beginning.
He just experiments, doesn't he? He just puts it up. That looks pretty. Will it burn things? Oh, shit it has. Let's redesign
Let's
it.
Try it again.
It's just like, yeah. He just sidles away. It's like, I wasn't me. I didn't do it. It's like they want
to
found it.
But would you trust someone? Why has he been commissioned to do another one? Why not get someone else?
Especially people love a death ray.
It's when he turns up at the board meeting, like, you know, so this is what I'm going to build. He's like, oh, can we have a look what you've done in the past? He goes, well, there was this one in Las Vegas that was curved and it burnt shit. They're like, oh wow, you've learnt since then. He's like, yeah. This time, instead of curving inwards, I'm going to curve outwards so it goes directly to the ground and blows up cars and shit. Oh, interesting. Yeah, that sounds quite good. Yeah, we'll sign off. That's
well, because the sun's not the same in Las Vegas as it is in London, so it just
Perhaps
doesn't work like
what
that.
That's what they thought. You know, it's so cloudy here that it just won't
it's
be a problem.
It's on the opposite side of the world. The sun can't get here, surely. That's not the way the sun works.
So I've got a few facts about the London Underground.
The Underground.
Oh, the goody. Underground, yeah. Has anybody else got any?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
All made up, but facts nonetheless.
My first made up fact about London Underground is there's over 1,000 bodies lie beneath Aldgate Station. It was built on top of a plague pit in 1665.
That's pretty cool.
Gruesome.
All haunted.
Yeah. So every time you go over Algate Station, you should shiver.
Out of respect.
Yeah.
You probably should anyway, because apparently 50 passengers a year commit suicide on the tubes. And yet there's only one line that actually do anything to prevent this. So the Jubilee line has got protective screens along the platform.
Yeah,
that's the only one who's bothered to...
And not even all the way along it.
No.
Only in like two or three stations. No.
Yeah, they're at London Bridge and they're at
Westminster.
Yeah,
but basically, they're all in the city where all the suits live.
Yeah,
and like where they work, so like they're like, oh, I count in, I've had enough.
Mm. But they've got suicide pits as well, right?
Yeah, the space underneath.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. But I know a girl who fell down there for what reason I don't know, and apparently she burnt her back when the train went over.
So what's this?
So not that safe to.
Well, it's a suicide pit, not a burn pit.
When you're on the platform, the reason they're hollow underneath is so if you jump in there, you
can roll
in
there.
You fall down there, yeah.
And then, yeah, okay.
Oh.
So they're known as the suicide pits because they help reduce the likelihood of death.
So
but
what you need to do,
yeah.
So a good suicide tip is to go take a stepladder, put it on there, and then
Craig, do not start giving suicide tips. On this podcast.
I'll cut that bit out, probably. I just really wanted to say it.
Do not do that.
Well, I told everybody how many apple seeds they need to commit suicide last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
But they taste delicious.
Yeah, it's about a cupful.
Is it about a cupful? Yeah. No, man, I could eat them apple seeds all day.
You might accidentally consume them that many.
I think you'd have to eat about 68 apples, wouldn't you?
Well, if you're an apple farmer, you know.
Because all they eat all day is apples.
If you were on an apple farm and you were living on this £5...
You know what? I think eating that much fruit, you probably get the shits before you got anywhere near that.
That's true, actually, yeah.
We can leave that bit in.
Has anybody else got any facts about the underground?
I've got one, I think. So, you know, the underground, it's pretty loud. Like some lines, central line. I came over here on the central line. I couldn't even listen to my damn...
voices in my head.
No, I couldn't listen to my iPod or anything.
No, it's so loud.
Because it was just too loud.
It is really loud.
So the loudness of the tube train is actually in the levels where prolonged exposure to that bring on deafness.
Mm. Right.
So you're damaging your eardrums every time you're on there. About, I guess, in the 5 hour range, that's when you're. I mean, nobody really sits around for 5 hours. I know they're delayed sometimes, but the thing that happens, obviously, when you're riding the tube, if you are listening to your headphones, they sell headphones like certain companies.
Yeah,
certain companies will sell headphones above an EU regulation,
which
is of decibels. Which is can damage your eardrums.
Fucking hell.
And these are big companies that sell them.
Really?
So like say on your device, when you turn up the levels, they have things like, they're going to the red when you put them up very high volume.
Yeah.
That is over the level in which if you listen to about 4 hours, you're damaging your eardrums considerably. Like, we're supposed to be the first generation that's going to go deaf. Before our elders, like our parents.
Really?
That's quite terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm terrified of the idea of getting tinnitus anyway. Tinnitusis, even.
Tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
Titties.
Yeah. I'm so scared that one day I'll wake up with titties. But yeah, but I'm terrified of the idea of getting tinnitusis. Like, it really... really freaks me out. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, right? But there's not really an explanation.
No,
for it,
like I heard this on a podcast before, right? And it was basically about this guy who he had it quite bad, and he ended up going to the doctors and saying, "Look, I cannot handle it anymore. I want it gone." And the doctor suggested getting his eardrums cut, and like he'd go deaf, and it would go. That happened, and. He could still hear it.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
But now he couldn't hear anything but the noise in his ears.
That's the thing. Like, it's not an actual sound that you're hearing, is it? It's damage of your eardrum.
Yeah, exactly. It's nerve damage. It's actually like they still don't know exactly where, how, and what it is. But it's more.
I think they know where.
It's in the brain somewhere.
Yeah.
More in the nerve system.
The treatment for it is like white noise, hearing aids kind of thing. So you have a little device which emits white noise.
Yeah, it kind of cancels it out, I think, yeah.
But then you've just got another annoying noise. I don't know. How does that help?
I think you get used to it.
I suppose you can change your annoying noises as well, can't you?
So among many things Londoners have left on the tube, some of the weirdest ones apparently have been a samurai sword, which would be quite cool, a stuffed puffer fish, which is equally quite cool, a human skull.
A human skull?
A human skull, and a coffin.
A coffin.
A coffin.
Wow.
But what I wanted to ask is, what is the weirdest thing you've ever seen on the tube? A cat.
yes.
It's not about
just
you.
Wants that puffer fish.
Weirdest thing I've seen on the tube.
Well, I did once see something pretty weird and gross there.
Was it Craig?
Have you?
She didn't say
no,
did you?
No. just avoid that question. You know, there's some people do really gross things like pick their nose and then eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I once saw someone like putting their finger in their eye and like really quite aggressively, really rubbing the inside of their eye, and then putting their finger in their mouth for what I can only assume is the eye juice.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Just eye gunk.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That was a nice view on the way to work. Yeah.
Oh,
I did see. I saw something weird once on the District Line. It was a while ago now, possibly about a year ago. But some guy got thrown off one of the carriages by another guy, and it was on the carriage next to mine. And I was like, "What the fuck?"
Oh, so you saw it through like the little window,
yeah?
It?
No. The door was open. Oh, okay. Like, we were stuck on a platform. But he just threw him out the door, and he was like, "Get the fuck off!" like that. And I was like, "What the fuck's going on over here?" And then the next thing he shouted was like, "You're a dirty bastard. No one should masturbate on the tube."
Oh, no.
Yeah, that happened.
That's disgusting also.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
It's fucking horrible.
I did also see, not quite as bad as that, but a man undressing on the tube. So
like
he
fully?
Just like it was normal. He just started taking his clothes off. I think he was trying to change, but he was just kind of trying to get completely naked first. And for a long time, nobody said anything. You know, British people, too polite. Didn't.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Didn't want to say anything. Didn't want to ruin anyone's day. Except this guy was ruining everyone on the carriage's day. And there were children present. So eventually, a guy went up to him and said, "You can't do that on here, mate." And he did apologise and just covered himself back up. But like, it's like...
Did he get down to his, like, beyond his nuddies?
No.
He just to his pants and socks?
I'm not sure. I don't think he got that far, actually. But he was, his shirt was definitely off and he was starting to undo the trousers.
Yeah, I think as soon as the trousers are gone, then...
He's just changing his outfit.
Yeah, just like it was normal. Like he thought that's acceptable.
I love the fact that someone went up to him and was like, "Oh, you can't do that on here, mate." And he went, "Oh, sorry."
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for letting me know.
Well, they should put a sign up
London.
Or something.
Yeah. In the West Country, this is quite normal.
Just let a cider apples fall out of his trousers.
Yeah. I actually had a thing in, not on a tube, but in the station.
Yeah.
So I was coming home one day, got off the Victoria line, went into the toilet, and, I didn't want to pay 30p, so I just did that little slidey thing with the barriers, pull it towards you, whoop.
Yeah.
Went down there, a whole line of urinals across the wall. There's a guy bang in the middle.
Yeah.
So I go right to the corner, right?
Yeah.
This is urinal etiquette.
Yeah.
You go
standard.
Right to the corner, right?
Standard, yeah.
So I'm in the corner. I zip my flies, start pissing. But I just feel eyes on me. Like I just
Double
feel eyes on me.
Eyes on you.
And, I keep my head down.
Yeah.
Keep my head down. I'm still pissing. When I get towards the end, I want to have a look at what's going on. So I look up, look to my right, and I just see a guy, the guy in the middle.
Yeah.
See the middle urinal, he's wearing sunglasses. It's about, it's at least got to be about 11:30 at night. He's wearing sunglasses, it's nighttime. It was a type of sunglasses which have that iridescent kind of reflection on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like skiing ones.
Yeah.
And he's just there shaking. And, and then I realise he's looking at me and...
Don't say it.
And he's jerking it. And then I didn't know what to do. So I turned around. I was like, I remember thinking at the time, I was like, I'm not going to, like, what do
I'm
I gonna do?
I'm going to finish him off.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe he wants that confrontation. He wants, you know, I'm like, I'm not getting, you know, in any type of fight or anything because I don't want to come in contact with any bodily fluids, anything. So I was like, you know, I don't want to accidentally touch his dick or something.
You know, put my gloves on.
You don't want to throw a jab and come back with a dickhead in your hand. So I was like, all I could manage to say was, at least go in a cubicle. Oh. I was like, at least go in a cubicle. And while I was washing my hands, and then I went off. And he just, he must have stopped for a split second, then he just turned around and carried on going.
Thank God that weirdo's gone.
Get all sorts in London.
Fucking hell. Well, on the Victoria line, and this one isn't about masturbating.
Oh. I was going to say, is there a fact about how many people have been caught masturbating on the tube now?
Today, it was 19. No, I'm joking. The Victoria line was going to be called the Viking line.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
I quite like the idea of the Viking line.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
I'm on board with that.
All aboard.
You could still call it the Vicky line.
Yeah, yeah, it'd still be called the Vicky, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I mean, I don't actually call it the Vicky line.
I call it the light blue line.
I call the station. I will say Vicky for the station, but not for the line. I don't know. It's the same.
You like to have that distinction.
Yeah, they're not the same, but they are.
I find it incredible to believe that smoking was only banned in 1987 on the tube.
87?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, it's even...
It was after a fire killed 31 people. That was
That'll do it. Tube carriages originally had no windows and were nicknamed padded cells.
Oh, bloody hell.
Were they padded?
No, they were just nicknamed.
Oh. Do they have seats in them?
Yeah, they had seats though. It was, I think the only difference was the fact that the windows weren't there.
So I think that'd be quite nice, actually.
Oh, yeah, but where would you look when you're not wanting to see the other person in the eye?
Just stare into people's face.
Yeah.
You have to.
You just, I like the windows because then at least you can pretend there's something out there. Or you can make eye contact with yourself in the reflection. Yeah. And that's way less awkward.
I always find with the central line, because the glass is slightly curved, I'm the right height that my glasses are on the curve. So it looks like I've just got big round eyes. And if I move my head up slightly, I get really long eyes. I move it down, they go really round. And I just do that the whole way to work every day. just it's like being in one of those glass mirrors in the fun fair and stuff.
Yeah.
I think you should be in a padded cell.
I think that's the main reason that people read on the tube, isn't it? To avoid eye contact with people. They bring along their Kindle.
Yeah, definitely.
And then as well, it's very useful for when they're sitting in the disabled space and they can just pretend not to notice because they're too engrossed in their book.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like you don't, your pregnant lady gets on, old.
No.
Just keep your head down, pretend you're asleep.
Yeah, make them fucking stand up.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you want to be in the middle of the seats as well. Because people on the end, they have to move.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I always try and sit in the middle. But to avoid the awkwardness, mainly.
Yeah.
But apparently, one of my friends who is pregnant, she says that the only people that will really move for you is, like, men, sort of quite young men, like, in their 20s and stuff. Well, sort of 20s to 40s, she said. Nobody else will move. Women, you'd think, would be more likely to move because they've either experienced, you know, being pregnant or they will one day. But no sympathy from the women.
So I have a question for the group.
Yeah, let's do this.
What has been the best thing you've done in London? Second to this podcast.
I just think in general, I like all the amount of things you can do like for free and stuff. So yeah.
All the museums, all free.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Galleries.
And there's so many, like, it's not just the big ones as well, because obviously we've already done all the big ones. But there's loads of like weird, quirky ones that we still have yet to discover.
Mm.
There's like the Museum of Zoology, I think there is, which is like all like weird and rare animals in like jars and stuff, like from years ago. Like the Victorians used to like collect them. Was it good?
Really cool. Really, really cool.
particularly ones they have monkeys and lesser apes, and it's just really weird seeing like the skeleton of just so many animals. I think they've got a rhino or a hippo in there as well.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
It's a really good place to go and draw.
Yeah, well, all that stuff. I remember we went in uni and we went to like the Horniman and
Gohunterian as well.
Yeah, that's similar as well. Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff is great. A lot of weird stuff.
Mm.
You see a lot of like
freaky shit.
Pickled things.
Oh, so they're all pickled, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's a pile of pickled bones.
Oh, yeah, to my preserve favorite. Them, isn't
it? Yeah.
Pickled bones.
Just turn up, Craig's just his hands in the jar. He's like, what?
Craig's
oh, these are bar snacks.
These ain't breeding. I love pickled shit. I pickled anything.
Pickle your own hand and start gnawing on it. No, you can't do that.
And there's a lot of like history and stuff in London, isn't there? So there's the theatre or Operation Theatre Museum. So it's like an old...
Didn't you go there recently?
Yeah. It's an old... Again, like you said, the only time you really do things in London is when you've got visitors, which is great. You actually go out and do things. And it's the old women's operating theatre.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's actually got the theatre still there and the, you know, the little viewing bit that they used to have. And then in addition to that, they've got all these like operating tools that they used to use. Oh, and they've got some like preserved human things, like a healthy
Craig,
lung and a
stop your rumbling
unhealthy
tummy.
Preserved stuff.
And all like the herbal remedies that they used to use and facts about what different animals they used for different ailments, which were just obviously complete bollocks. And but yeah, quite interesting. I mean, one of the earliest operations that they did was to remove gallbladder stones. And you'd think this is quite intricate and would have been a bit later on, but it's pretty much after they did all the, you know, just chopping off your limbs, that was pretty much the first thing they could do. It was, yeah, removing gallbladder stones. And with this great big nasty looking instrument.
Like a pair of tongs.
Yeah, pretty much. And they even had some like examples of like real gallbladders in there. And they were fucking huge, really big.
How big are these things?
Like
the stones.
I thought they were tiny gallbladders.
It depends, like how long they've been left to build up. So it's just like crap. That's just like build up and built. Well, not like literally, but like just bits of stuff in your body that doesn't. And it like bigger than a 50p pence. A lot of these were.
Yeah.
And they looked kind of pretty, like some of them. Yeah, this sounds weird to say,
that's
but like
a beautiful bladder,
cool bladder stone you've got there. Yeah, no, kind of like you know, you see going to like gem shops and things.
Would you put it on a chain?
Definitely not. But can you imagine if people just like put them in with these gem shops? You know, and just pass them off as.
Even better if they tried to pass them off as gobstoppers.
I don't think that would work.
Well, on surgery, I saw on something the other day about self-surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a guy called Dr. Evan O'Neill Kane. He was born in like 1862, right? This guy took his own appendix out.
Oh, gosh.
And I believe he was possibly one of the first people to do surgery on themselves.
Self-surgery.
Yeah. And
first and the last. Yeah.
And then later on in his life, when he was 70, in 1932,
he thoroughly regretted it.
He repaired his own hernia.
Oh, really?
Oh,
wow.
How
would you do
that,
though? And
lived to quite a grand old hernia. Age as well.
Yeah.
Did he just poke it back in and
strapped
it in?
There's a little image there. I'll post this on Acast now, but you can see like he basically sat up with a few mirrors. And
there's other people
around.
Helping him. I thought he just did it at home.
No, there's a lot
of
people
on TV.
Like,
might as well
there
sort
was a lot of people that
out.
Saw in this video that had just done it themselves. They were like, "Fuck it, I'll do it." But this guy, he was doing it as an experiment almost to say, "Look, yeah, it's possible. I could do it."
Well, I was impressed when Magneto stitched himself up. You know, when he got that gash on the back of his head, and you know that's with magical powers. So this guy, no local.
He had local.
Yeah. So he didn't feel any pain
because he's fucking hard.
Because he's hard. He's
my, fucking hard now. He's
on self surgery.
Yeah.
I don't know if I spoke about this before at any point. I have a feeling like I haven't. But I used to have an old music teacher.
All right. Playing what instrument?
Harmonica.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even know there was music teachers for this. But you ring around, there's about three. And me and my friend Pedro, we decided...
Down in the schoolyard.
Yeah. Kind of, we're down a pub. We found out that we both owned harmonicas.
Yeah.
And so I was ready to just leave it at that. I was like, man, weird coincidence. Let's get another one. He was like, hey, man, why don't we...
Was he Native American? Is he Native American?
He's Brazilian.
Oh, okay.
He's like, hey, man, why don't we find a teacher and learn it? Like, take lessons. We can go together and pay half. And I was like, yeah, all right. Feel off. So I called around to two people. One was a young guy. Saw a picture on the internet. He's a bit of a nerd.
Yeah.
You know, a guy with glasses, you know, pretty straight-laced.
Yeah.
Playing blues, whatever. You know, he's all right. Then there's this old guy. It turns out this young guy was an ex-student of his.
Right.
This old guy, he was like a harmonica champion and shit at some point.
Yeah.
Played with the Stones at some point.
Fucking hell.
Called this number, right? And the guy answers, like, there's about a 10-second pause after the phone is picked up. He goes, hello. Like, quite well spoken. Hello. And so I'm like, oh, I'm inquiring about harmonica lessons. Are you taking on students? And he goes, yes. So we arrange a lesson.
Yeah.
My logic on this is this guy sounded like he was about to die. And I was like, he must be a real bluesman, right?
Yeah.
If he's, you know, he must have experienced the blues at this,
yeah,
by the sounds of it. So we show up at his house and it was this little place in Earl's Court. And it turns out that he was the grandson of J.B. Priestley.
Okay.
Who wrote Inspector Calls and I guess other stuff, which I don't know.
Okay.
So it was a little basement flat. We walk down the stairs and we look in the window and he's asleep. He's just asleep in like a computer chair, just like slumped over the side. So we ring the doorbell, just nothing. We have to bang on the window. He wakes up, he hobbles out of the room and he lets us in his socks. And, you know, we introduce ourselves, we go and we sit down. Now, we have our little lesson, only he falls asleep about three quarters way through. He just goes, you guys just carry on playing. And just carry on playing. And then he just sits there and nods off. So we're playing, like novice playing, trying to put stuff together, like just terrible. And he's just napping. And when we came as well, we took some beers. We called him up and we're like, oh, do you want anything to drink? Like, being polite. He says, yes, could you get me a red WKD? So we're like, okay. I don't think anybody drank this shit.
Especially not a really old man.
He was younger than my dad. So he was in his, I guess he was mid-50s at the time.
I was envisaging
older.
Mid-50s. And so we take this red WKD, cracks it open, pours it into, not a pint glass, he pours it into like a Metrex, like a protein shake thing.
Really?
Then he pours in a bit of rum. Then he pours in a bit of orange juice.
What the fuck?
And that's his drink. That's his drink of choice.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. His drink of choice.
He could drink anything. That was his fucking drink of choice. Right. But with regards to self-surgery, so, you know, he was, he experimented with a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Evidently.
Yeah.
And, you know, he used to take out his own teeth and stuff. Like, you just pull them with standard tools. With, like, I'm talking like pliers and shit like this.
Oh.
There's one time we had gone around there and he goes, so I've made this video. He discovered YouTube.
Okay.
He would do the odd video, usually a bit drunk or a bit high. Where he's just playing blues, singing a little bit and stuff. Yeah. You upload him. All fun and games. Until he says, oh, I've got this video. I'll see what you guys think of it. It is him playing some blues, just improvising, singing a little song, except for he had a boil on his elbow.
Oh.
Now, he thinks it's a good idea to get his lodger to Lance the Boil wearing marigolds while he's playing the song. So you just see this close-up of him in his face. He's playing the blues. You see some yellow-handed gloves come in, lance this Boil and squeeze it while he's playing. And he puts it up on YouTube and he's like, what do you think?
What do you say to that?
And we thought it was great.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we kind of cared about him at some to some point. So like, you'd gotta take this down. It's just too weird.
Jeez.
Is it still up there?
I think we can have a look for it. So if there is a link, it will go here. If not...
Then we'll do that video ourselves.
Yeah,
we're reenacting.
How do you get boils?
Generally, like lack of hygiene, I think.
Cool.
Like,
we'll get Craig to get a boil. That'll be pretty quick.
Probably the least effort.
I think it's like
Good job, your bath stays next year.
It's like a really long time, isn't it? If it's not nice.
Give me about half an hour.
Yeah. And the boil will come there.
Yeah.
And that is also the sound of it being popped.
Yeah. Oh. I'll just wipe this. Yeah.
Thought I'd share that with everybody.
That was a good story.
Was good. That was
Thank
good.
You. But introduce.
Boom. 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 Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. There's some quite interesting street names in London.
Don't lie.
So there's one called Haha Road in Greenwich. There's one called Haha Road in Greenwich.
Greenwich.
There's Hooker's Road in Walthamstow. There's Quaggy Walk in Blackheath.
Quaggy.
Yeah, Quaggy. Cyclops Muse. And
Muse.
There was Grope Cunt.
Yeah.
Grope Cunt.
Which Where's I think seen you that? Can only presume.
It was it was an ex prostitution place. I don't know if that is in London.
Actually, well,
there's
one
in Shrewsbury in London.
There's this one here that I've just found as you were saying that. There's a place called Cock Lane, and it was nameless because it was the only street that to be licensed for prostitution in the medieval times.
Wow.
Oui.
So that's the interesting bit, isn't it? It's why they're named this.
Yes.
Why they've got
Why
names.
Did they not call it Puss Lane?
Because I don't think the Americans came over until a little bit later.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's bringing us slowly to the end of the podcast now. Before we do, have you worked out your man crushes yet, Matt?
You know what? I've been having a little think, and I think it will change every so often. But I think the moment my man crush is going to be Kevin Smith.
Who's
for
Kevin?
A moment? I thought you were going to say Kevin Spacey.
Maybe I should have said. I'll change to Kevin Spacey.
I thought he was going to say Kevin Bacon.
Oh, these are all good choices.
Who's
good
Kevin Smith?
So More Kevin Smith is the director, comic book writer of things as Dogma. Have you seen any Kevin Smith?
No, probably not.
We'll watch a Kevin Smith film right now.
I've seen Dogma.
Have you?
It's really old.
It's 2000
Am I thinking of the
something.
Same one? Yeah.
Early 2000s.
Maybe. You've seen Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yes, I have.
Or Kevin Smith.
Silent Bob is Kevin Smith.
And
that's your man crush. Okay. Well, interesting choice.
He's a big man.
He's a big man with a big heart and a big wad of cash that he's just given me. he was a kid. Well, when I was a kid, I'm sure he was a kid as well at some point. But when I was younger, I really liked the Kevin Smith films. And me and my friend used to dress up as Jay and Silent Bob. And so one of my tasks for this year is to actually grow my hair. Similar length to Stuart's over here. But yeah. I recently bought a Silent Bob cap.
Nice. What is a Silent Bob cap?
Silent Bob cap is the cap that he wears as a character of Silent Bob, and it's got the MUBI logo on it from Dogma.
It's got his hair in it as well. It hasn't got his hair in it. So you don't have to throw your hair.
I'm going to put my hair in it.
Okay.
Select hairs will go in that cap. But that's my man crush.
I like it.
That's a good one.
An orthodox one.
I approve.
Or Channing Tatum.
I tell you what, one more thing that I want to do before we finish up, just because we've been doing it a lot lately and it always makes me laugh. Can anybody do a Cockney accent?
Oh.
There you go.
You want my... No, that's just a crackhead, isn't it?
Why don't you ever go, Craig?
Yeah,
Craig.
Lord D.
Refer to since your
wisdom. Since we're talking about landing, I don't know what that is. It's somebody in the underpass of Bellamy Castle.
All my London accents are just people that you see on the street, like, oh, mate, we shut up, mate.
Just think EastEnders.
Hey, Craig, put us on a mug of splosh. I'm really thirsty.
Mug of splosh?
I could do with a mug of splosh.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
What even is a mug of splosh, mate?
Mug of splosh, nice sugars. Get it, Dan.
Oh, you want a cuppa, mate? I can get you a cuppa.
Yeah, nice hot cup of char.
Anybody else want a cup of tea? You want a cup of tea? I'll get you a cup of tea.
No, thank you. I'm all
right. Dad, do you want a cup of tea?
What?
Dad, do you want a cup of tea? No, I don't fucking want no cup of fucking tea.
I love all our accents. No, I love that all our accents are really aggressive. It's like, fuck off. I think that was
Northern Irish, wasn't it?
I think that's the key. That's the key to it. You've got to be real soft. You're real soft, but then you want a cup of tea. But then you're real gentle. Would you like some custard creams with it, mate?
You got a bauble, mate. My one. Who's the Cockney who's... comedian.
Sean Locke?
No, Nicky Flanagan.
Oh, Mickey Flanagan, yeah.
He's a good one.
What are you going to do, one of his jokes or something?
No, I can't.
Go on, do his bits.
I don't know really what it's about, actually. It's more like I just don't know what to say and I'm just saying the first thing that comes into my head. That's not one of his jokes, that's just me. That's me just saying things.
That's quite good though, the accent.
Thank you.
Tiff, I think it's your time. You need to step up to the plate and, you know...
I can't do accents. What accents can you do then? I heard you say I can do my good Cockney one.
She was like, pop back up the apple some pears and grab me my microphone and I'll get back to it. That was a little bit like Michael Caine, actually. If I do a bit Michael Caine, you know, like that.
It's what you're Michael Caine.
That's my... Alright, maybe I'm not Michael.
But it's like you've got a Western Supermare version of Michael Caine.
Well, I always end up doing fucking Somerset and anything. Don't I, really?
Oh, my name, bloody Michael. Oh no, that was more Michael
Caine. What accents can you do, Tiff?
I can't do accents. I can do Somerset.
It's like when they say, if you can talk, you can sing. Anybody can
who
sing.
Says that?
I think people that can't
who
sing.
Says
yeah, but you can sing badly.
Exactly.
You?
So you can do accents, right?
Come on.
Badly.
Cockney accent.
The trouble is that I can't hear it in my head to do it. Do you know what I mean? I can't.
You've just listened to us do like.
I know, but it goes, and I just.
I've already buried two members of this family, and I'm not prepared. To bury another one, Master Wayne.
Love. Are you going kind of Jonathan Ross in there as well?
Oh, I can do a Jonathan Ross. That one I can do all day. Wibbly wobbly.
I knew the wibbly wobbly was coming.
Over to you, Tiff.
Can you outdo my emotional Michael Caine? That wasn't really at all, was it?
Probably not.
That was shit.
I think you may be able to actually outdo that, to be fair.
If Craig can outdo himself, then you can outdo Craig.
You can only meant to blow the bloody doors off.
All right, Tiff, this is the real thing.
3, 2, 1, go.
Thank you.
really supposed to blow the bloody doors off?
Okay. You're only supposed... I can't do it.
There we go, that was good.
It was good.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
That's very good.
I feel like you might have beat Craig.
I'm shit this time.
This might be the first time that we've had anybody beat Craig in an impression off.
Well, I was pretty shit last week with Arnie impressions as well.
I don't think you're that bad.
Some of them did.
Phil was actually really...
Phil was surprisingly good.
Phil smashed it.
Because you left me guys out of the Arnold.
Yeah.
I presume Arnold...
It's not a tumor.
What's not remembering his headache?
Who is your daddy and what did you do?
I was going to say.
Put the cookie down.
Arnold Schwarzenegger from Batman and Robin. Allow me to break the ice. Cool off.
Cool off.
Cool off. Hey, fuck you, asshole. There's another one. Last Action Hero is a great one. It's still Batman and Robin. What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
It's pretty good. I'm impressed.
It's the one out of, I think it was in Arnold, Last Action Hero.
Was great.
The comedian, when he's saying, I'm the famous comedian.
Oh.
Donald Brown Schneider or something, is it?
Yeah. I'm the famous comedian Arnold Braunschweiger.
Yeah.
Schweiger.
I think you're getting better at accents as well, Matt, as the podcast goes on and you're
had a lot of practice
every week. Yeah.
I think last week helped me out. It gave my voice a bit of a rest.
Yeah.
If I can come back out with them now.
Well, as usual, we've lost all fucking control of the podcast. So I think it's safe to say I think it's over.
So, Tiff, what did you think of the podcast?
Well, I thought that was interesting.
And that makes one of us.
And I have to say it, I'm his wife.
Cut to fade.
So that was the end of the podcast. And I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm sure you did. I'm sure you really love my impressions. This one, I couldn't tell you what it's of. It's possibly a bit of a morph of Jonathan Woth. I don't know. I can't do it. Screw it. I can't do it. So if you've got a complaint about the stupid accents we're doing as usual, or you want to tell us some interesting about what you've done in London recently, you can hook us up on Twitter. I'm at Craig Lambard.
If you let me finish, I'm at MT_Shaw, SHAW. But speaking about interesting things going in London, yeah. A little bit of a segue. We'll put some dates up on the page, but... my girlfriend and I are going to be doing the Shine Night Walk.
Oh.
We're going to be raising money for cancer research.
Yeah.
It's a 26-mile walk, at the end of which I expect my legs to be like nubs, but that's all in a good cause. We have a Just Giving page. Mine's www.justgiving.com/MatthewTShaw.
It's there now.
Any donations would be more than appreciated.
Love it.
And I'll send you a picture of my bloody feet afterwards as well.
Yeah. Stuart?
Yeah, you can find me at Sushi Ruel, Twitter, Instagram, anything.
Right, that's the end of it. Hopefully, if everything goes to plan, there'll be a special little episode next week. That's all I'm giving you for now. But we'll see you all next week.
See
bye-bye.
Ya. Bon appétit.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.